Hi, this is Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare from the Man Up Podcast, where we explore men's and women's fascinating life stories that will challenge you to man up, because it's time. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a moment. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Maybe I'm on my way to the cozy jail because I bought a Bible. Imagine that. I'm not talking about buying a Bible or carrying a Bible in North Korea, where it is illegal, by the way, or the other 34 countries where owning a Bible, possessing a Bible, carrying a Bible, or preaching from the Bible is illegal, like North Korea. I mentioned them before. A lot of the countries in the Middle East, more radicalized countries, some countries in Asia, but I'm talking about the good old U.S. of A, because did you know that your government, according to a congressional committee, has overstepped, as they are now being accused of, and they were flagging, documenting Americans who bought Bibles. And so what did we do at Truth Talk Live? Stu Epperson here, honored to be with you. I'm going crazy today. I'm posting on my Instagram. Go there, by the way, right now. Just go to Instagram, Stu Epperson, follow me on Facebook, on YouTube, or should I say StuTube. And we'd love to talk to you there, communicate with you on the different social media, on Twitter, at Stu Epperson. But this is going on right now in America. And what did I do? I said, you know what, who am I going to call? I'm going to call one of our first ever Christian Radio Truth Network partners that were brave enough to sponsor this show. Now, you guys, put the mic on your chin. Come on, right up here. Titus Dwight Golian, Golian's Christian Supply. Slide your chairs up. Get right up on that mic. Put it on your chin. And they are in the studio with me. And we were going to go easy on these guys today, Dwight. We were going to say, you know, what's the anatomy of a Christian bookstore? You go there. You walk in. You hear some good Christian music. You buy a Bible. You buy a book on marriage. You buy a CD by one of maybe your favorite Christian music groups. You spend time reading, maybe get some hot cider, you know, the holidays. This is what's been going on for 32 years, right, Dwight Golian at Golian's Christian Supply?
Since 1992, yes, wow. Sir. We got it started here in Winston-Salem and have been able to continue serving the Lord in the Piedmont area of North Carolina for that long.
Wow. And who's this young man? Introduce us to him.
Titus is my son. He's 21 and has been a good right-hand man for me these last few years and has helped to improve our ministry and helped us with some online shopping opportunities as well.
Howdy, I'm Titus.
Titus, it's good to have you with us. Now, you have how many children?
Eight. Titus is my second.
What are the names of those kids?
Josiah, Titus, Phoebe, Chloe, Cyrus, Shadrach, Isaac, and Lucas.
I love it. We might have to give a prize to anyone that can call in and tell us those names. And these kids, how are they educated?
Oh, we homeschool.
What?
Yes.
Homeschool. Okay.
Every child is homeschooled, though. Remember?
Okay, Nick, we've got to screen better. How can we have these? How do these guys get past us today to get on the air? Do we let homeschool parents in the studio or Truth Talk Live?
Everyone is welcome.
What are we thinking, man? I mean, inclusivity is one thing, Nick, but to have homeschool parents in here. Titus, now where did you go to school?
I went to Shining Light Christian Academy at 7977 Hollyberry Court.
Okay, that sounds like a home address. What's going on? And who is your headmaster?
Missy Gullion.
And who is your English teacher?
Missy Gullion.
The science teacher?
Missy Gullion.
PE?
Missy Gullion.
Mathematics?
Missy Gullion.
Ah, Nick, what are we doing here? Okay, someone's going to find this out and knock us off the air or something. I don't know what's going on. They've taken over the studio here, the Gullions. But, you know, all kidding aside, what a blessing. And you mentioned something. You let this slide in there a second ago, Dwight, that every home or every
child is homeschooled.
What does that mean?
That means when a child is born, you start to teach them. Mm. It doesn't matter whether you're teaching them to tie their shoes, mm-hmm, or to behave themselves, eat their greens. you're teaching them something or another. And then what happens is a lot of people then delegate that responsibility later on. And that's fine as long as they understand that they are going to answer to to the Lord for their child's education.
Wow.
Some people choose to continue on with that training all the way through their childhood and young adulthood.
That is something. Okay, so here's the question. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. Toll-free 866-348-7884 to join the conversation here on Truth Talk Live. My question to you is simply this. Would you, if the government pressed you, release to them the names of people who bought a Bible at your Christian bookstore? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely
not. But the government says, hey, give us the names. You know, Jesus said, render unto Caesar. That was just Caesar.
They haven't asked for it yet, but I'm not planning to.
Titus, what say you? Say Pops is away at one of the other Golian's Christian bookstore locations, and there you are, man in the fort, and in walks a couple guys in suits, and they're like, give us the names of the last 30 days of people who bought Bibles here.
I'd say I'm not the one in charge. You'd have to talk to my dad.
Listen to that. He just passed the buck. All right. You passed the book, or you passed the book, or you passed the buck. Okay. Well, I mean, that's very good. Okay. What do you say, listeners, to these folks? They own a Christian bookstore. Now, this is important. This is really important. What these men do has been a ministry to me, and there's a backstory to them being on, which I'm going to get into. I don't have time right now in the next segment. But I want to ask you, the listeners of Truth Talk Live, if the government compelled them to turn over the names of the people that have bought Bibles from them over the last 32 years or the last 32 days, should they obey the government and give those names to the government so they could, it could be me, it could be you, or should they say, take their position, which they just openly on a national radio show, they stuck their line in the sand and they said, no, we would not give the names up of those who bought Bibles from us. Maybe they would be threatened by being shut down. Maybe they would, you know, revoke your license to do business as a Christian bookstore. Maybe they would tax you out of business. 866-34-TRUTH. What do you say to Dwight Gulling? His son Titus is in here, and this just came out to the day. You think this is like a, is this just some hypothetical, like, you know, everyone pretend like, you know, owning the Bible is illegal and we're going to do a little charade, or is this real? Well, it's happened in the Biden administration where they actually flagged Americans who purchased Bibles. It's come out in the open. It just hit today. I'm looking at a report from Todd Starnes and from some other news sources. Should this Christian bookstore operator in our Truth Talk Live studios right now, should he give the government the names? Should he submit the names of those people who purchased Bibles from him? Yes or no? Tell me why. Change my mind. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. What else is coming our way this hour? I'll tell you as we take some calls on this. We have callers calling. What is a Christian bookstore? And what is God doing there? What are some miracles that have happened over the last 32 years? And little hint, hint, these guys were one of our first ever partners on this program and this network, and this is where I did my show prep. I'm going to talk, have some fun memories on Memory Lane with Dwight Gulling, Gulling's Christian Supply, the anatomy of a Christian bookstore, and should he reveal the names of those who've bought Bibles from him to the government? 866-34-TRUTH.
This is the Truth Network.
Well, I was just there to buy a Bible. I saw a Christian bookstore. I'm going to go in, pull out my old plastic or cash and buy a Bible. Maybe they'll put my name on that Bible, you know, or maybe I want to buy a Bible for my spouse for a special gift. Can you think of a better gift to give someone until you get word and it goes public like it did this morning that the current administration is flagging, documenting, and spying on Americans who purchased Bibles. Representative Jim Jordan is quoted. He says, who is flagged in this new Trump, or not Trump, but Biden administration rule and in their oversight of people, in their checking on people and registering people? Who are they flagging? They're flagging, quote, who also was flagged? If you bought a religious text like a Bible or shopped at Bass Pro Shop. Now, Dwight, I'm not comparing Golian's Christian Supply to Bass Pro Shop. I don't know if you've ever had that, you know, put in the same boat, but yeah. You're trying to teach people to fish for men, right? And they're actually trying to teach you to fish.
We do sell nice engraved knives.
Okay. You know, with very good. Well, you also sell a lot of apparel. I've bought many a Christian hat. I bought my nephews always buy them Christian t-shirts. You got clever, you got great little magnets in there. You've got those thank you Jesus signs. What else do you guys have? I mean, you have a whole sundry of things.
Talking about that today before we got up here. Is we were just doing some calculations because we've gotten it all out on our website on gullions.com lately. And we actually stock over 4,000 titles of new books, new book titles, over 1,000 different designs of Bibles, and over 2,000 homeschool curriculum titles as well. Not to mention all of the CDs and videos and gifts and a lot of that sort of thing like you were just describing.
Okay, all kinds of things. And so, but you really, it's a... I go into your bookstore, it's just got a different feel to it. I mean, I go into retail stores all the time. You know, we shop and we go all over the place, all over the world, but it's going, when I go to Golian's Christian Supply, and really this show's on nationwide, so we've got so many friends listening to us in Toledo, Ohio, on the new 106.5 FM, Lynchburg, Virginia, on the 93.7 FM. I just left my buddy Charles Billingsley a message to listen to the show today. I thought he'd enjoy this because, you know, someone might buy one of his praise albums.
Sure.
And then get flagged by the government. Who knows, right? Because he believes in the Bible.
Well, so, let me mention that nationwide, if you would like to shop somewhere where we won't turn you in, you can go to fourgospel.com.
Okay,
the
number
four? Yeah, the number four, the word gospel.com. And we have over 10,000 Christian items on there. And I think that your listeners that are a little far-flung here would greatly benefit by that.
So they can order a Bible. They can order a used book. You know, it's interesting. You just ordered me a commentary on the Gospel of Mark I needed.
Sure.
And you find me best pricing. And, of course, it's funny. You're one of the friends I say, I want to pay you a little more. Because, you know, I know, you know, like, you know, you want to give it to me at cost, but I want to make sure that you guys are taken care of. And I want people to listen to my voice. It's important, Dwight, to support Christian-owned businesses. Because, you know, you got to pay taxes, too. You got to pay the light bill. And we all, you know, oftentimes Christians are notorious, you know, self included, in shameless admission here, for saying, hey, can you give me a little better deal, you know, or brothers in Christ? But, you know, like, you could give people better deals so they're out of business.
Yes, but we're pleased. If you'll notice on Four Gospel, we match prices with the larger distributors and bigger companies. So we are aware of that as well. And the Lord's blessed us to where we can do that. But sure, feel free.
So hardly a week goes by I'm going to lay myself out there here, Dwight and Titus, your son is here too. Good to see the next generation involved. You got 8 kids and the youngins are in that store and handling crazy customers like me and other people. And I got a text from my daughter this morning. She said she sent me a screenshot of a text exchange she had with another friend from out of state. And they were supposed to come into town and meet up with my daughter Hope. And the friend said, hey, I'm coming, but I'm stopping at my favorite bookstore, Golian's, first. And my daughter's like, tell them Uncle Stu, and they'll get a special discount.
So that's great.
I send people there all the time.
That's great.
And, you know, but so there's a lot of guys like you all over the place, in the Dakotas, in Ohio, in Virginia, Roanoke. We have, you know, 101.5 FM. We've got the new 96.9 FM.
Okay.
In Greenville, South Carolina, upstate.
Right.
Hello to all of our wonderful new upstate listeners in that area, Greenville, Spartanburg. But there's, you know, on behalf of Christian bookstores everywhere, there could be coming a day. I mean, this right here is a dust up, and it looks like Congress is gonna basically get the courts or someone to stop the Biden administration from flagging people and spying on people who bought Bibles. But if it becomes an issue, you're not backing down. I mean, you know, I worked you on the air. I worked you off the air, Dwight Golian. Golian's Christian Supply, your son Titus here. You're saying, again, just to repeat, if the government came to you and said, give me the names of everyone that bought a Bible from you, and you would say what?
Oh, absolutely not. And I'm sure that most of where they're gathering their information is from online, like Amazon and that sort of shopping.
Sure.
So, no, we don't have any inclination at all towards that. And I did want to mention that on our Four Gospel and our Gullions.com sites, that it's not just those 10,000 items and matching prices, but we have a whole lot of unique products that you won't find anywhere else. We've got a series of books here by an author named Bill Cooper. that some people may have heard of. He's a great advocate for creation science over in Britain, and his books have not been available here in America for a while, and through our efforts, we've been able to get them back over here. We can talk about those more about those later, but we have a lot of different authors and books and materials that you won't find on Amazon or any of those other sites.
Your college prof giving you a hard time about your beliefs about the Bible, go into Golians. They got a whole book about the flood here. You got a book about the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, you're trying to equip people to answer those tough questions and to build their faith up. Is that right, Titus?
Yes, sir.
And this stuff right here, talk about some of the resources like that.
All right. Well, I guess Stu's wanting me to talk about these Bill Cooper books. I got a couple of them here in front of me. He's a creation scientist over there in the UK, and he's sort of like Ken Ham, I guess you'd expect, but he's... I don't think there's quite as many creation scientists over there, so it's not quite as big as Answers in Genesis.
They got the same accent, though, I bet, don't they?
Nah.
One's New Zealander, and one is Brit.
But he's got several books called The Authenticity of the New Testament and Genesis, and here's Book of Esther, and different ones like that, where he goes and looks at the archaeology. He had friends that were archaeologists, and he had a whole lot of, must have read a lot of books, and had connections with the British Museum and stuff, and so he went and looked at all this archaeology and history and stuff like that. And
he's got a lot of good documentation.
He's got documentation for why the Bible is true historically, that you can go back and look at. And it's pretty clear when you look at the archaeology that these books of the Bible were written at the time that they, of the story that they're telling, that the Book of Esther was written at the time of the Persian Empire and stuff like that, which kind of, a lot of people nowadays who are trying to say the Bible's not true say that they were, that the Bible was written after the fact and just made up. But this was all done. He shows how that it had to have been done at the time of the story that's written.
Okay, this is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. That's Titus Golian with his dad, Dwight Golian, putting him in the hot seat. Would they reveal the names of customers who bought Bibles if the government, like they have recently done, was flagging those kind of people to go after them or censor them or maybe stop banking with them? And let me broaden the question. If you're a believer out there, or an unbeliever, anybody, would you buy a Bible if you knew your name was going to get turned in to our government? Would that stop you from buying a Bible? Would you still do it knowing you could get audited, you could get put in jail? Maybe they'll come after Truth Talk Live. Maybe we won't be here anymore because I'm publicly saying I bought a lot of Bibles, maybe too many, and then I've given them away. Should I go to jail for that? More coming up. Call us with your question, your response. 866-34-TRUTH. Hang on. More coming up after this.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
You know, we're not talking about someone just kind of poking fun at you or, man, there's that Bible-thumping Christian. We're talking about you may go to jail. You may be entered into a group. Your bank may say, hey, I mean, a bunch of truckers went to protest some of the horrible things the government was doing in Canada. And they, the banks, shut all their accounts down. You know, so that could happen to you, but we're not talking about even labor laws or access or roads closing or those kind of things. We're talking about buying a Bible. And if you just joined us, I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live. And we have, why have we brought in two experts in Christian, the Christian bookstore world? Because they have Golian's Christian Supply in North Carolina. You have two locations, I guess, Dwight, right? Tell everyone where you guys are located. So those who want to physically go there, but you also have a website for those anywhere in the world can go to.
Sure. We're in King, North Carolina, which is just about 15 minutes north of where we're sitting right now, a suburb of Winston-Salem. And then in Statesville, in Iredell County, North Carolina, both of them sort of in the Piedmont area. We'd love for people come to see us from a couple hours away. We have visitors from Tennessee and West Virginia and South Carolina and the far reaches of North Carolina always are driving to see us, making a day trip of it. But yes, Golians.com, that's GULLIONS.com. Or if you're far away, you're welcome to check out forgospel.com. It's more of our national website.
And it's kind of surreal to have you here because you guys, this is the original place I'd go. We go get a cup of coffee. I go sit in your store in a rocking chair on the outside porch or in a comfortable chair inside with Southern Gospel music playing. And I would study for Truth Talk Live.
If I was
debating an atheist that day, I'd be looking at C.S. Lewis. I'd be looking at some apologetics material. If I was debating a cult, I'd be looking at that. You know, I'd be really boning up on the, you'd bring me a stack of books and just love getting books, resources, and Bibles. And now what brings us to this impasse today is this report that just came out this morning that the federal government has been, in fact, flagging people, accessing their names and their data for the simple act of buying a Bible. So I've asked Dwight and his son Titus if they would reveal the names of customers if the government came knocking. Who's bought Bibles from you? Want their names, their numbers, that stuff? And they've said
no.
They've said no. Okay. And the son and the father agree. This is interesting because Congressman Jim Jordan said this. He said that this kind of pervasive financial surveillance carried out in coordination with the request of federal law brings up serious concerns about the FBI's respect for fundamental civil liberties. So then we're asking listeners, would you not buy a Bible? But what if we have to go find Bibles like they do in some parts of the Middle East and some parts of the Far East on in the black market, right, sure. Or underground?
Right.
It's documented. A friend of mine preached in a church that had about 300 members in China, and they had two or three copies of God's Word for the whole lot. And they had to share it. But this guy shared this in tears. He's like, man, I've never appreciated my Bible more than ever. So we got copies of it laying around. What if it becomes illegal? Or what if you get in trouble for buying a Bible? Or what if you're a bookstore and they try to force you to reveal the names? What would you say to this Christian bookstore guy? Friends, listeners out there to Truth Talk Live, call us at 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. We got some callers on the line. We're going to go to Dwight. I'm going to say thank you and hand you a bottle of Vine-tastic.
All right.
From our friends at Le Bleu, Ultra Pure Bottle Water, and Mighty Muscadine.
It's the pineapple flavor.
They have
too.
Teamed
that's
up,
stuff.
And that's a delicious, refreshing drink that underwrites this part of Truth Talk Live. That has zero carbs, zero sugar, zero artificial sweeteners. They offer something with zero calories. But in none of the bad stuff that's in all those diet drinks. So we're grateful and thankful. Big shout out to our friends at Vine-tastic. And MightyMuscadine.com is where you can learn more about that. And if you throw in the promo code TRUTH, they'll bless you with some extra savings. Thank you to our friends at Vine-tastic for supporting us and for helping me get through these crazy days. 866-34-TRUTH to join the conversation about Bibles. Would you buy one if you knew you were going to be documented for that and docked for that? Would you, if you're a Christian bookstore, would you tell Dwight, change his mind if you'd like to, or maybe encourage him if you like in the same way? We'd love to debate in a friendly way here on Truth Talk Live. Let's go to Clay calling from the Triangle area, listening to us on 105.7 FM in Raleigh. Clay, you're on the air on Truth Talk Live. Jump in here real quick.
Well, Brother Stu, God bless you, my friend, and I hope and pray that you are having a blessed new year. And actually, it's 105.5. And somebody needs to work on the signal because there's nothing but a music station coming on. I'm listening to you from 105.7.
Okay, 105.7. Okay, Raleigh. Yeah, 105.5 is closer to Durham, but we will get that checked out. Now, Clay, so are you calling to say you're going to turn in all your Bibles and you're gonna turn in all the Christians you know that have bought Bibles? Is that why you're calling?
Brother Stu, I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
I'm calling because I say that I feel that is against the constitutional law that has been set for us because, you know, there's freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of this, freedom of that. But I truly believe you're going to go get, from what you were to say, I'm like, so you delivered a message or you hear, and that is a very special moment when we were talking about that today in the Bible study that we're doing in the book of Titus, you know, that you're learning and you're hearing things and you're digesting it. But, I mean, you can't learn if you don't have God the Father's Word in your hand.
Mm, wow.
So if somebody's going to try to institute,
yes,
saying buying a Bible, you're going to get checked on, does that not infringe on our what we believe in?
Well, thank God for people like Jay Sekulow, you know, who's on so many of these stations to carry Truth Talk Live, and thank God for Jim Jordan, the congressman that's fighting the government right now, saying, hey, you can't do this. He's blowing the whistle. And Clay makes a great point about how important God's Word is. I mean, you take God's Word out of the equation, Dwight, you do even have a bookstore.
That's right. And the Scriptures say that the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Well,
yeah.
It can't dwell in us richly unless we get it in there in the first place. That's right.
Very good. So you want to get in the Word. You want to get the Word in you. And we want to talk to a Virginia caller. Gail, you are on Truth Talk Live talking about the subject of Bibles and potentially being turned in by the government and getting in trouble for buying one, or if you're a bookstore, do you rat out your customers that have bought one? Gail, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Hey, jump on in here. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No, sir, I wouldn't. I'd equate it the same as the Second Amendment. I mean, the government's got, or they want to have too much authority as it is, but no, sir, I would either turn somebody in, nor would I give them my customer list.
Okay. He's spoken clearly. Hey, thanks for your call. We appreciate you. Appreciate
right,
your stand
sir.
For
Thank
the Lord.
You.
Yes, sir. 866-34-TRUTH. What say you? You encourage Dwight Golian to hold his ground like our last caller did, our last couple callers, or would you say, hey, man, turn in those customers, man. Get out of the way. The government could probably run your bookstore better than you, Dwight. I mean, why not just turn over the keys to the whole thing? You're already paying them absorbent taxes, you know. So anyway, let's see what Maureen says. Maureen, welcome to the program. We got a line open at 866-348-7884. If you want to weigh in, maybe you have a testimony of something, how the Bible has changed your life. And in that, you know, we get beyond the theoretical and all that. We talk about, hey, this is real and this is had made such an impact. And maybe you want to comment on whether or not you would buy a Bible if you knew that that action was recorded. And the only place to get one in town, there's a camera on you and they know everything about you by the time you walk out of that store, and it could be trouble. Maureen, you're on Truth Talk Live. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. Good. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I'm shocked to hear. I'm not shocked to hear that something like this is even being talked about. Not surprised. I hope Dwight stands his ground. And as far as would I buy a Bible? If I knew they were tracking, I'd buy as many as I possibly could.
She's going to load up. I love it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. She's not just saying, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. She's like, I'm going in. She's all in for the Word of God. God bless you, Maureen. Thanks for calling in and for sharing that and for your
right.
stand for Christ. And you're in Ohio. Are you listening on 106.5 FM?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Because sure he's alive am. On 106.5. God bless you.
Absolutely.
Right.
God
well,
bless.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And maybe you disagree with Maureen and some of our other callers. You're welcome to call in at 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go over to Sam. And this issue of the Bible, would you buy a Bible if you knew you were going to get turned in and may fall under the scrutiny of the Biden administration, who has actively been working with big tech to silence conservatives? And now they're lumping Bible owners and Bible buyers in that lot. And they're actually flagging people and getting names of people who bought Bibles. I got a Christian bookstore in here who says, no way, Jose, I'm not giving my customers names. They buy a Bible. But what say you, Sam?
Well, it wouldn't have any effect on whether I buy a Bible or not, but it is a sign of the times. That's what's so bad about it. If I were to get persecuted for buying a Bible, so be it. Mm. But you know, it's only been, 70 to 80 years since World War II, and we know the atrocities that happened during that time. And that's not a very long space. This
wow.
world is still not civilized. And but I would still buy a Bible regardless.
Okay, he would buy a Bible. Dwight, what about that?
Awesome.
About that?
You
All
keep
right.
it up.
We're going to take a quick
keep the faith.
Quick break. 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to weigh in, thanks for your call, Sam. Back right after this on Truth Talk Live. Don't touch that dial.
This is the Truth Network.
All right, lock them away. Throw them in the slammer. Throw away the keys. Who am I talking about? Vicious villains who've been plundering and looting and burning houses down? No. People that went and bought a Bible. That's right. Our government has been spying on, flagging people specifically. A direct quote from Todd Starnes' site, who's been following this a lot closer than we have, and Jim Jordan's quotes in here too. Who is being flagged? Who's also flagged, according to Jim Jordan, if you bought a religious text like the Bible or shopped at Bass Pro Shop? And this is the alert. The Biden administration is working with big tech to silence conservatives on social media ahead of the 2024 race. So we're making it real practical here. Would you advise our special guest, Golian's Christian Supply, a local Christian bookstore based in North Carolina, but they also sell all over the world. What's that website again you sell
for? Fourgospel.com.
Okay, the number four.
Wordgospel.com.
Yes. So you can check them out there. Would you tell Dwight if the government came a-knocking, and just to go on the record, Dwight, they came after you. They said, give us the names of your customers who've bought Bibles from you the last 32 years or 32 days or 32 hours. What would you say?
No, sir.
Okay. He'd send them hiking, or would they send him? Would they throw him out, you know, on the curb and say, you're not selling Bibles anymore if you're not going to report these people? And would you go buy a Bible knowing that you could be in trouble, that you could be lobbed in or, you know, thrown in with all these people who are conservative, family values? You know, they'll call you homophobic. They'll call you hate crimes.
A domestic terrorist.
A domestic terrorist, which is what born-again Christians, who, by the way, are the most tolerant people on planet Earth. Everyone's invited to come to Christ. You know, it's the beauty of the gospel of grace is amazing. And I know some Christians aren't acting like Christians all the time, but our message of grace is so amazing and so beautiful, yet we're called by those who are intolerant, we're called intolerant. We're called by those who are racist, racist. We're called by those, we're called anti-choice and whatnot. But I mean, there's wonderful choice. There's wonderful, you know, pro-life, you know, family. But going down to the Bible, what would you do? We got a bunch of callers and a little bit of time. So we're going to roll through these. Nick, help me get these guys. Nick's our amazing producer. Help me get, we'll get Mike on here real quick. Dayton, Ohio, listening to the all new 106.5 FM. Mike, jump on in here real quick as we wind up the hour on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. The number's 866-34-TRUTH. We might have a line open, but let's hear what Mike says. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was willing to die for my country. And I think I'm willing to die for Christ and let them. I don't really don't care my life if they know that I bought a Bible or not. I'm, you know, making Jesus our King and understanding the will of God and doing what He wants us to do in our lives. If it's buying a Bible and knowing that you're going to be a martyr for it, I'd be willing to die for that.
Mm.
And I start thinking about it a little bit, and then Peter denied Christ three times, and he walked with him. And would you really do that? So sometimes you have to reach down deep in your heart. Where are you standing with God? Where are you living with God? What would you do? Would you buy a Bible? Heck yes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
wow.
I'm willing to. Yes. Yeah. And then I made the same decision when I was willing to go in the Marine Corps and put my hand on the Bible and say, yeah, I'm going to die for this country if I need to. And I will die for the country if I need to. And I also will die for God if I have to say, wow, hey, I'm not denying my faith.
Thank you, Mike.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What do you say to Mike or Dwight Golian? How about that testimony?
God bless you. You keep the faith.
I don't think we have much to say.
No.
It's kind of, you can hear a pin drop in here. Hey, and God bless you for your service to our country. We love our Marines. We love all of our service. We love. I talk to all kinds of first responders all the time out and about, and they listen to this Christian radio network. And we just love you guys, man. And we appreciate you. And thank you for sharing that bold testimony for Christ. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you.
All right, Mike in Ohio. I mean, he says, I'm going to die for my, I was willing to die for my country as a Marine. I signed up. He said, I'm willing to die for the Bible, you know. And of course, John Huss died, executed, by the way, by the church, burned alive for putting the Bible in the common language. Talk to William Tyndale, talk to other many, many were persecuted. Hundreds of thousands just for reading the Bible, owning the Bible. So there's nothing really new under the sun, but could that day come in America? We're talking about that all hour long, and the clock is creeping up on us. Let's jump over to Ron in Ohio. Ron, jump in here real quick, and then we're gonna try to rattle through the callers. Everyone, if you can summarize your position, your comment, thought real quick for us, we appreciate it. Jump on in.
Okay. Well, I would definitely not turn anybody in, and I would continue to buy the Bible. As a matter of fact, in 1998, I traveled 1,800 miles around China, starting in Hong Kong, ending up in Beijing, smuggling Bibles in China.
So he's already we're all junior varsity in here compared to, I mean, Ron and Mike. I mean, what in the world? I need these guys to disciple me. You know, they're doing it. Well, God bless you, Dwight. How about that? I mean, isn't it encouraging? You're selling Bibles to hear from someone
yes, sir. Thank
who's
you, sir.
Been there.
God bless you.
Unbelievable. Yes, yeah. And could have suffered a greater fate than anything we're talking about, not just social discomfort or maybe a little slap on the hand. God bless you, Ron. Thanks for sharing that.
Exactly. Yeah. And just so that you knew, in order to keep the Chinese people safe, we had the Bibles, the covers and the length and the width and the thickness, the same size as the Mao Tse Tung book, which they give all of their people.
The red book, little red book.
So that they would be able to read it without being under suspicion that they were reading something other than the Mao Tse Tung book.
That's a good job. That's a good idea.
One book denies the existence of God. The other book introduces you to the living God. Wow. Thank you, Ron. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Let's go over to Phoebe in Tennessee. Phoebe, jump on in real quick. Almost out of time. Go ahead.
Hey, Uncle Stu. Hey, Dad. How are y'all?
Oh, hey, Phoebe.
All right. Another Golian? They're coming out of everywhere. Golians are falling out of the sky.
All right.
What do you say to your pops? What about it, Phoebe? You're a part of the family.
Yeah, it's awesome hearing y'all on the radio. I wanted to say that a verse that Dad always stands by is in Romans 12, where he says, distributing to the necessity of saints and giving to hospitality. And that's what he's doing by distributing these Bibles, is it's a necessity, and he's definitely going to be given to hospitality about it.
What a good word. Wow. So something stuck with this young lady, Dwight, all those years of homeschooling.
A little bit. Thank you, Phoebe.
Phoebe, good to hear from you. Always good to hear from another Golian. I'm surrounded by Golians.
All right.
It's one against three. It's not fair. Of course, they've held their ground the whole time saying, we're not going to turn people in. We're going to continue to sell Bibles and be a blessing. If you just join us, we've been talking all hour long about how the Biden administration is actually flagging Americans who purchase Bibles. And upset, keeping track of them. And so we've asked a Christian bookstore owner, we hauled him in here, and he's boldly said, no, I'm not going to turn my customers in. I'll suffer the consequences. You've called in. So many of you have said, no, I'm not going to not buy a Bible, even if I get in trouble for it in of all places, America, even if the Biden administration comes after me. Let's see what Stephen says. Stephen, you're our last caller and on Truth Talk Live today. Thanks for phoning in, for calling from Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, 97.7 FM. Stephen, jump on in here.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? This is Steve Miles, Dwight Golian.
Oh, hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, too. How are you guys?
Hey, great. Good to hear you, man. So, good to hear your voice.
I 100% would never buy a Bible, but I got a challenge that if someone wants to match it, is let's start buying some Bibles. I'll sign up for the first five from you, Dwight, and let's start giving these Bibles out, because the problem is the apps can be changed, but a Bible can't, so if we can get the physical copy in people's hands, I'll do the first five and continue to do more if my wife will let me.
Isn't that something? This was not supposed to go this way. We were not supposed to go out on the show with people wanting to buy more Bibles. We thought this might, wake some folks up. But look at that. What a bold statement, Dwight. How about Stephen?
That's awesome, Steve. God bless you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, send me the bill, man. Let's do this. And I'll do everything I can to push that initiative, because we need physical Bibles in people's hands, so when the government changes the app, they can read a physical Bible. So my passion on that. We talked about that briefly. So, guys, keep the fight up. Don't stop. I love you guys, and I will continue to pray for you guys tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Dwight, for supporting Christian Radio. I mean, we don't have the Bible. Like you said, your store's done. Our network's done. I mean, we have pastors. We have talk show hosts like this the Bible is our textbook. The Bible is what we go by. It's our manual.
Right. And foundation.
In the written word of God, you have the revelation of the living word of God. You have the gospel presented, and you have the mind of God. You want to know what God's will is? Well, just open his book. And you're God's texting you like crazy. Have you opened that text? Just open your Bible. Dwight, your final word. I want to get a final word from you and Titus here real quick. Dwight Golian's been our guest all hour long. He's the owner and the founder. His whole family, your dad is in heaven with my dad, right?
That's right.
Of Golian's Christian Supply.
I'm sure they're having a good time.
Oh, my. They're doing a lot better than us, man. They're face-to-face with the Word of God. But what's your final challenge?
I just want to challenge everyone to cherish the Word of God and to not just read it, but to absorb it and meditate on it and make it part of your life and make it to be help. It says to let the Word of Christ dwell with you richly in all wisdom. And it doesn't say in all knowledge, it says in wisdom. That means to absorb it and let it come out in your thoughts and in your decisions and in your actions.
Wow. Okay, what about you? How important is the word of God to you, Titus?
Word of God's important, because it's really the only way that we would know the gospel, to be saved. So it's ultimately important that there's really no use for Christianity, no use for trying to preach the gospel if you don't really know what it is. If it's just man's words, it doesn't matter. So just, I sure do thank God for his word. And I was just had the thought that in Romans, it talks about present your body as a living sacrifice. So that's a challenge that I'd like to give to listeners, is to try to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. It says it's your reasonable service. And whether that means going to jail and going through the trouble your body's going to face in jail, or whatever that is in everyday life, just to present your body as a sacrifice to God for what he's done for you.
Amen. And we need to pray for our government. And we need to pray that hopefully this is just like a little smoke screen or something. But at the same time, what we do isn't based on what the government commands. It's based on God. It's based on his word.
That's right.
And Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will not pass away. TruthNetwork.com. You can go there, learn about the podcast of this program, all of our programs, learn more about all of our wonderful partners. You can download the free app and listen all the time. Thank you guys for being here. And friends, get in the word. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.